I still want to bring in another starter because I wonder how much longer Clay Holmes is going to be starting. I don't think it's imminent that he's moving to the bullpen, but at some point in time, he's going to move to the bullpen. They're not going to throw Clay Holmes 150 innings or 160 innings in his first year as a starter. That's really just asking for this contract and everything to hit you in the mouth. So at some point, I think that transition is going to happen. And what I think they need in a rotation is just stability. They don't need to go try to find, not that there's a true frontline starter out there realistically, unless you're just like all in on a Zach Gallen rebound to what he has been. Mitch Keller makes sense. Like, I think he's a guy that'll take the ball every time. He's going to give you around six innings every time. He's going to be a slightly above league average pitcher. He's under control for a couple more years. I think he's the reliable arm that the Mets could use. It's just a matter of what that price point looks like, given the kind of scarce starting pitching market that there is out there. They have to add to the bullpen, at least one, if not two arms. I know that they were at David Robertson's workout, who's getting ready to come back for the second half, something to at least consider if you want to maybe not lose prospects on two bullpen deals. You do a signing and a trade, and then you save some prospects and you upgrade the bullpen at the same time, utilizing Steve Cohen's best asset, which is the money in his wallet. And then on the offensive side of things, you're right. Center field has to be addressed. The thing here is, who do you want? I don't think the Red Sox are trading Jaron Duran. And if they do, they are not trading him for prospects. They'd be trading him for a Joe Ryan. They'd be looking for something like that, like an established, really good major league guy under control as well, which the Mets can't provide in the pitching side right now, at least. Cedric Mullins, like, solid. Like, he's okay. I would keep an eye, as bad as he's been for a year now, I'd keep an eye on Luis Robert. I don't think that is something that would be outside the realm of something the Mets would consider. But what it comes down to here is, I love Tyrone Taylor. I love that he's a Met. I love the intangibles he brings to the table. His defense is fantastic. The speed, everything about Tyrone Taylor, other than the fact he is not an everyday player. And when he plays every day, the bat gets exposed. If Taylor plays occasionally, or, you know, if you were for talking Mullins, for example, okay, you go and you get someone like Cedric Mullins, you could platoon Mullins and Taylor. So Taylor just faces lefties, and Mullins you keep mainly to righties, and you kind of, you know, play matchups as you go throughout the year. But they have to do something there. And then the real question is going to be third base. What are they going to do? My gut is they're going to stick with what they have. And I think the available third baseman, Eugenio Suarez, just hits home runs every day. He has four in the last two games. Great for my fantasy team. Maybe bad if you want to consider the Mets trading for him, because I think each home run just ups the trade value. And I don't know that the Mets are prepared to go to the top part of their system to trade for a rental third baseman. I think there's enough with Mauricio. There's enough with Beatty. And it's not ideal, but where the Mets stand, they're going to have to make some external additions, as I just mentioned. But whether the Mets go really deep into the playoffs, it's going to be on the backs of the guys that are already here or the guys that are coming back imminently. That's really what's going to carry them. It's not going to be, I don't think, a trade deadline where you overhaul. I don't think a Cespedes move is out there. I mean, I could be wrong, and I'd love to be proven wrong, but I don't know if it is.
Yeah, it's not obviously out there, at least. It could be a guy that, you know, there's always one of these teams, especially in this three wild card team era, where you're like, oh, I really didn't think this team was gonna sell because they're right there in it. Maybe that happens. You know, maybe you have a random team like the Cardinals or something like that, where you wouldn't think based on their record they'd sell, but they wind up pivoting because they don't think they're gonna make it. But like you said, no obvious guy right now. And yeah, Eugenio Suarez, I think now after Sunday's third in Major League Baseball on home runs, he just like keeps hitting them. So yeah, it's tough. I also think they're probably not going to address third base. Though I will say it's a bit of a tough sell, because Vientos has been really bad. I I still wonder if he's gonna be on this team in 2 weeks. If he's just like a throw-in in some kind of other deal that they make, because he doesn't provide them value as a bench player. And he's clearly not been able to be an everyday player. He hasn't had a home run since May 28th. I know he was hurt for a little bit in between, but it's a very long time for a power hitting third baseman that doesn't play defense to not hit any home runs. Isn't super versatile. They threw him out there at first base today. His footwork was pretty rough, cost them a run in that first inning. And Brett Beatty's at least at like a league average player at this point. His offense is very hot or cold. He kind of nets out at around 700 OPS, and he's a plus defender. I think you can survive with that if he's going to give that the rest of the year. If you can improve third base, if you can get some improvement out of the catching position, whether that's Alvarez or maybe you do make a trade for a catcher just to raise the floor of that position. And I think they have to look at DH, and maybe that opens up some of the bats that they can get, because, you know, Starling Marte gets hurt all the time. He's on the injured list. Jesse Winker's back has been a problem basically since last year when they got him, and he wasn't performing before he got hurt either. So that also has not been a huge position that they've gotten production out of this year. So maybe, you know, you raise the floor at some of these other positions and you add some kind of power hitter there where you don't have to necessarily worry about where you place him on the field.
I wonder though, because at the end of the day, as much as hard as this may be to believe, Starling Marte and Jesse Winker are going to come back. So how do you navigate the roster? Like, are you going to go trade for a DH because those guys are currently hurt? And, you know, to your point, maybe going to get hurt again whenever they do come back. That's certainly not outside the realm of possibility. But you're not going to, like, designate Jesse Winker for assignment to go trade for a different DH. So, like, those guys are going to come back. And when they're back, they're on the team. So there is some level of, I guess, lack of roster flexibility. Like, there's some, but there's not a ton. And Vientos has no options, so he has to stay on the team. I don't think trading Vientos would be the best idea in the world, as much as this year hasn't been great, and in any aspect, really, for him, offensively, defensively, everything's been off. I just can't yet get out of my head what he did for so much of last year, and then specifically in the playoffs. Like, to me, that's where he kind of established himself, like, okay, this is a real player. And it's obviously not been good, but can't you just see, you trade Mark Vientos somewhere and you just, like you said, throw him in a deal, or you trade him for a controllable reliever. And then all of a sudden we're doing this show in the off season, and you're like, Mark Vientos hit 12 home runs for the Pirates in the second half. And man, would have been great if we had that. So I think he's one that's tough to move. And then third base, as you mentioned, Beatty, probably like league average type production. Mauricio is a flash player at this point. Like, the tools are there. You could see, like, I could close my eyes and I could see Ronnie Mauricio hitting a 435 foot home run in the NLDS, right? He might strike out the other three times that he comes to bat, but I think he has that potential, and the Mets do too. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Stearns addresses this, because he has to be more aggressive than he was last year. But I also don't think there is that all-in move that everyone is hoping for. And, you know, I've heard, you know, other podcasts and different people talk, and they're like, well, Cedric Mullins isn't good enough for center field. Then my question is then, all right, then who is good enough? And it's a name that you probably can't get or is not available. So you're going to have to raise the floor, to your point, at center field. And then, man, third base is just a tough one. I really don't know the best approach, but I think they'll stay in-house.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.